This is KK4JBQ. That's you. You are breaking up pretty bad, and I can only catch enough to identify your person. So, has there something changed in your station lately?
Changes my antenna. I'm back on my Yagi. I was using my correction, I'm back on my J-pole. I was using my Yagi. I have it pointed at about 60 degrees now, which is not toward the repeater. But I was checking out the SWR. I had to play games with the driven elements, and I think I've got it fixed. Over.
Well, it's KK4JBQ. So you're on the omnidirectional J-pole now, and you're sounding great. The Yagi, I think you said you didn't have it lined up with the repeater. And you keep working at it because it's worthwhile, for sure. But it's not really dialed in yet, KK4JBQ.
Orientation is what I'm working with now. I was checking out the SWR, and I've got the SWR that goes from about 1.5 up to 2, and I think the highest I had was 2, which I think is not too bad, or?
Well, at 2, you're losing quite a bit of your power, and I think power out is going to be a problem with that. A directional antenna, of course, has gain, but it only has gain to the extent that the power is reaching it, you know. And so I'm sure you've examined all the possibilities, different coax, making sure all of the connections are tight, and most especially watertight. That can be a problem. And I think you have a terrain issue, as I understand it. And so with terrain challenges, the only solution I know that works is height. Height above terrain is quite important. But with the directional antenna, you have azimuth and that kind of thing that you might be able to control. And, you know, 2 meters is line of sight only. You get no help from the ionosphere at all. So what height is your Yagi right now?
Oh, it's on a balcony, one story high, which is about 10 or 12 feet high, and another 3 or 4 feet above that. This is the one that Chad made, and when Patrick brought it up, I think it was changed a little bit as far as the length of the element of the driver, because when I measured it, one side was 17.5 inches, and the other 17 inches. So once I got them equalized, I think that made a big difference. And because before then it was up to about, about 3 or so. So by making them equal, it dropped some. I'm wondering, right now, each element is 19 and a quarter inches long. And I can adjust that. Should I make it longer or shorter? Over.
That was a lot to take in and parse right there. So, and it ended in a question. So forgive me if I ask you to repeat the question again.
Each element of the driver, each length, is 19 and a quarter inches long. If I want to bring it down to, for this repeater, 146.610, should I lengthen the elements or shorten the elements?
Well, that would be a question for the designer. All the elements work together. make no mistake, that singular dimension, it will have an effect, but all the other elements have an effect on it. And knowing the entire design, the reflector, the driven element, and the directors, is the only way to determine mathematically. So that was a mathematical question. And the entire thing works as a unit. I wouldn't be doing you any service to make a guess. KK4JBQ.
R-O-N. Now, I understand that. I'm going to have to get with Chad and find out what he designed it as, because I think it was changed and being transported up here from what he had designed it to.
Location, you know, that is a... how should I put this? That's a horse of many colors. And all the colors have to blend to something pleasant, don't they? And it's absolutely right that that the design, the target design should be the question. Now, I'm sure he'll, you know, there's nothing proprietary about what he's doing there, but his antennas are really, really well made. Glad you could adjust that one. Transport can, because, you know, they kind of stick out there, and if even with the best of handling, one little bump can change the dimension. Well, Ed, I really do think you're reaching far. A directional antenna is something that's kind of complicated. It is challenging, but suffice it to say, your Omni is working really well for you. I think it's the only reason we can have this conversation right now. What other are you aiming for a directional so that you can contact different areas, different repeaters, different individuals? What?
Back was because Chad's club, the Thermal Club, has a repeater that is 145330, I believe. Yeah, 145330 down in Tryon. And occasionally I can hear it, but I've never been able to break it. So I figure maybe with the Yagi I can break it. There is a terrain issue, but maybe since I can hear it, possibility with the Yagi I might be able to reach it.
Well, another important point, since you can hear the repeater but not open the repeater, it does have a tone on it, 91.5, and just make sure that your radio is set correctly to open the squelch. KK4JBQ.
That's set, but it's something I'll double check. But it's been an interesting process to change the direction slightly, but still with antennas. I finally got my HF station up. I made a delta loop, and I'll call it an inverted delta loop because I have the feed at the bottom rather than the top, which most of the pictures I've seen, the magazines had it at the top. And it slopes. The top horizontal element is about 25 feet high into the trees. And then it slopes at an angle of about 45 degrees down to about 1 foot because of the terrain where I have it. And I've been talking to Europe with it.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So it's one of its, of the points of the triangle. You know, another word for delta. One of the points of the triangle is only a foot off the ground.
But it's the whole thing slopes. Elements of that, if you take the delta with the one of the elements horizontal at the top, and then the other two going to a point, and that point goes down at an angle of about 45 degrees because it's on a slope, but I don't have the height to make it in in a vertical plane, so the plane of the antenna is at about 45 degrees.
Delta is a very changeable, well, you get changeable outcomes depending on whether it's horizontal or vertical, whether you feed it in the center of one of its three sides or at the tip or the point, one of those three points. Yeah, that's a very experimental thing. You can play with that a lot. But what bands do you find it useful with?
Using 14 point, anything around 14.3, something around there. This evening I talked to Lithuania.
Then it's a good 20 meter antenna then. That is fabulous. I think the first antenna I ever put up with wire that wasn't a vertical was a Delta Loop, and because of the mounting points, I just put it over my roof, so it was right above me, right above the shack. I have a terrible situation with an HOA here, and it has to be stealth, very stealth, because there are patrols looking for infractions. And this is everything from any wire in the air to an unauthorized planting outside of someone's home. You have a gardenia, for instance, that you got as a potted plant. You want to put it in the yard. You have to go through a committee to locate a hole. It's not just as easy as, you know, dialing up the Ms. Dig, I think it is. 811, I believe, is the number you dial to get your ground marked for buried utilities and such as that. No, they want to have complete tight control. And so I put it over the roof. Everything was black. With a black roof, it was really hard to see if you didn't know it was there. So I made my first contact with a station in New Hampshire, a beautiful station. He sent me a gorgeous QSL card, and his QRZ page was filled with what he and his wife, another ham, had accomplished in their years as hams, and just amazing, just absolutely amazing. So I have learned to be modest in my desire. I suppose that's a good way to say it. Because I got myself hamstringed. I moved in here before I was a ham, with no notion that I'd ever want to do what I'd really like to do. But I congratulate you, Ed. You're pushing the envelope, aren't you? KK4JBQ.
He's RON. I put it up, and of course, it's always the usual question: Is this going to work? I'm using a Trio TS820S, which is 45 years old, and had it checked out. Doing fine, but it's still the question of this thing going to work. And got the antenna up, got it coax run to it, turned it on. My first station was Mesa, Arizona, which really surprised me because the orientation of this thing is toward the east, but the back side of it is against the mountain, so I hadn't expected to get anything out west.
Curious. But you are getting some help from the ionosphere on 20 meters. And a Delta Loop, depending on where it's fed, will have different characteristics, different transmission characteristics. So, anyway, it's a very interesting design, and it's great to hear that you're, as you say, playing with it. That's the only way to learn in this hobby. Well, it's the best way. I mean, you can learn by reading. You can learn by watching what other people have done on, like, a YouTube video or something like that. But the real fun is to do it yourself. And you can't take someone else's experience 100%. And it's probably most probably because their terrain is different. Now, you've already said that you have a challenging terrain. Your soil type is different. How good a ground plane your soil is, and then the shape of the land that's under the antenna will have some effect as well. So another person's experience won't be yours. If you took that same antenna and put it in place, you would be making changes, you know. So anyway, I wish you all the best. Sorry I couldn't give you an answer on the, I think it's the director that you're having an issue with on your Yagi. But you keep pushing it, and I think you've got a good question for Chad when you can contact him. He had a really good net tonight, and already signed off for the evening. So all the best to you, Ed. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear on your final.
But it all helps, and you give me some ideas. It's interesting because the orientation of this thing, the top wire, if you will, is pointing toward bearing 186. And I figured that's all, the whole thing is going toward the east. And then I was able to pick up Trinidad, Quebec, and the Cayman Islands, and Puerto Rico, which I didn't expect to get because of the orientation. And I've got several. It's going more toward Europe. I've got Germany. I've got Moscow, Russia, a bunch of Italian stations. So I'm really having fun with it. But it's been strange because of the way it is acting. So I appreciate your input on it, because I'll let people know as I progress through this thing just how it's doing. But thanks very much for the information. I'll be talking to you on the net in the future. Over.
A really good night. And I have dreams of antennas. I don't know about you, but sometimes the answer can come in mysterious ways. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
R-O-N, clear.